some new buildings under construction in Milwaukee after the start of 2019 could be required to install solar panels under new legislation being proposed in the city. The legislation is being promoted by Alderman Tony Zielinski, who represents Milwaukee's 14th ward that includes the southeastern neighborhood of Bayview. He joins us now to talk about the proposal. Alder Zielinski, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Well, first of all, spell out the basics. What exactly would this solar power rule change in Milwaukee?
Well, the legislation that I am introducing would require that any new developments with three units or less be powered with solar power. However, the actual legislation will be calling upon the state to provide the city with enabling legislation to allow us to do this. And the reason for that is right now, the way the statutes are structured, we're specifically precluded from passing such legislation until such time that the state gives us the enabling authority. And I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to get that support from the state.
What led you to pursue this?
Well, I'm a very environmentally friendly kind of individual and representative of my district. I know that my district is very supportive of renewable energy and alternative sources of energy. And I think, you know, that this is a good, easy way to help accomplish that particular goal. Because if there's a new construction, it's very easy at that particular point in time to put the solar power in as opposed to, you know, installing solar power after, you know, the house is built. And, you know, I mean, there's numerous benefits to going solar. Number one, it helps reduce our reliance on the importation of foreign fossil fuels. Number two, it's great for the environment because instead of emitting foreign fossil fuels into the air, we're able to get the power from the sun, which is clean energy, and that's what we want to do. We want to have as much of a zero carbon footprint as possible.
Are you inspired are you inspired by similar actions in other communities around the country?
Yeah, actually, I have to be quite frank. I read about this in California, that this is what they're doing statewide in California, and I said, hey, this is really, really a great idea. We need to bring this to Milwaukee. And also, I want to add that there's a third benefit, and that's an employment benefit, because, you know, the number of jobs that could be created to install these solar panels you know, would be significant, and these are good-paying jobs. So, you know, I mean, you're at a win-win situation. This is a win-win-win situation with really, you know, no drawback as far as I can see.
Why this particular set of residential buildings of a certain size?
Well, basically, going back to the California model, I figured, hey, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here, and basically what I'm pushing in Milwaukee is what they passed in California. So there's still some time before this will come up for a vote. So I'm still going into the rationale for the California legislation.
And one concern people might have is that, okay, I mean, it sounds nice, but adding construction requirements is going to make new housing more expensive. What do you say to them?
Yeah, that's the number one argument that's used historically against initiatives like this. And that it does add to the additional cost. But I think to the average home construction, we're looking at about $10,000. And so I think that, $10,000 added to the cost of a new construction is minimal, especially when you consider the amount of savings that the homeowner will experience due to reduced energy costs. Because, again, you know, as opposed to paying for that energy, you're getting it from the sun. So, you know, there's a time period of maybe 4 or 5 years, whatever. It depends, you know, on a number of variables. But at some point in time, let's say, you know, 5 years, you recoup your money, and thereafter, you're saving money the rest of your life in that particular house. So you're saving money in the long term. You're helping to create jobs. You're helping to reduce the reliance of the importation of foreign fossil fuels. You're helping the environment. So, you know, I can tell you right now, no matter what initiative people advance, there's always going to be some drawback. And the drawback on this one is the initial upfront cost. But I think when people look at all the benefits, the pros versus, the negatives, I think the pros win hands down. And that's why I think this is a great initiative. And that's why I think you'll see more of these types of initiatives, not only in California and Milwaukee and, you know, places like that, but eventually it'll happen all over the country.
Talking to Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski about a plan to require solar panels on new residential construction in the city, the plan, legislation in its early stages right now. Do you see this maybe as a first step toward better energy use, energy efficiency in Milwaukee?
Exactly. I think, you know, that this is just one step in a whole series of steps that we need to undertake to help, you know, improve our environment and gradually reduce our reliance on, you know, fossil fuels. I mean, you know, there's a whole myriad of other initiatives. I know that right now we do have some incentives, and there are some initiatives right now that go towards, renewable energy. For example, you know, if somebody wants to have solar panels installed on their home right now, they can get tax credits right now. They the actual purchase of the solar equipment would get no sales tax attached to it. So there's incentives right now already in place. I just think that we need to add more, and I think this is just one step, and there'll be additional steps down the road as well.
Have you been in contact with anyone in the state legislature to try to get the ball rolling on getting that state approval for the city to do this?
Well, we're in the process of, you know, engaging those discussions, and I think that Governor-elect Evers will be a champion of this, and I'd like to work with his office on championing this legislation. I think, between the governor and, some contacts in the state legislature, I think we'll have a good chance.
If it doesn't happen, if you don't get sign-off from the state on this, would you be interested in pursuing more of the kind of incentives you were just laying out if you can't have the requirement in place?
Exactly. I think, if the timing isn't right at this particular point in time to get this legislation approved, there's other things that we can do that I don't think would require enabling legislation. And so I'll visit that issue at that particular point in time. I do know that in my district, because, again, I have a strong proportion of my population that is supportive of renewable energy, we have a public art bus shelter that's powered through renewable energy completely. It's completely off of the grid. And so that's one of the projects that we've been engaged in. I think, that there's many other things. We do have a program in place right now with the city of Milwaukee where you can purchase your solar panels in with a group of other people, thereby reducing your costs for the purchase of the equipment, because obviously you can save a lot more money if you buy in with a group of other people as opposed to just negotiating yourself. So it's called the Solar Shines program. But there's always room to advance new initiatives and new programs, and the more we do of that kind of thing, the more people that are going to use solar power, and the better off everybody will be.
We'll leave it there for now. Alderman Zielinski, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, and thanks for helping to spread the word.
Tony Zielinski is the alderman for Milwaukee's 14th District, which includes the neighborhood of Bayview. He joined us today to talk about a plan that would require smaller residential buildings in the city built in 2019 and later to have solar panels. The proposed legislation would need to get approval from the state to proceed.